Hello and welcome to MedPod, the official CPD podcast for Maiden Early Trust staff by Maiden Early Trust staff. In each episode, we are joined by a member of Trust staff to share their area of expertise, interest or research in the hope that it will inspire our listeners to try out something new in their own practice.
Hello, I'm Mary Davis. I'm CEO of Maiden Early Trust and I'm delighted to be joined today by Nikki Watson, who is assistant head teacher at Great Holland's Primary School for Inclusion and also lead for writing. And I'm really pleased to talk to you today, Nikki, because you're going to talk to us about how you have developed writing at the school and how this is transforming the school across the board. So can you tell me a little bit about what prompted you to have this focus on writing, please?
In July, pre-COVID, July 2019, as a school, we were looking at the barriers to our children achieving the combined. And we were looking at various groups, disadvantaged and boys. And the data clearly identified that writing was a barrier and pupils were not performing in line with reading and maths in terms of attainment and progress. And when we drilled down to this even more, this was confirmed in the analysed school performance report that the government provides schools in the autumn term. And it showed nationally we were behind in terms of attainment and progress with our writing compared to reading and maths. It used to be known as Raise Online to many people listening. And it also shows you groups performance. So again, the disadvantaged and the boys were not performing where they should have been nationally. So we recognised that writing was an area that we needed to work on. We'd focused on reading and maths the previous years. So we also looked at the school's ISDR, that's the report that Ofsted write, and they highlight any particular trends in terms of attendance or attainment or groups of pupils. In that report, it also highlighted that greater depth writing was an area of concern for Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2, as we were then on that report the lowest, within the lowest 20% nationally. So the school development plan focused on writing. And so in September, we set about reviewing the writing curriculum. And that's when the strategy of writing changed in the school.
And can you just briefly, what's the profile of your student or of your pupil body in terms of disadvantaged, roughly?
We have, in terms of disadvantage, is about 34% of the school are disadvantaged. And we have above nationally SEN as well, so we have a high number of SEN pupils in the school too.
Okay, lovely. And when you decided on this focus and started your strategy, what sort of research and experience did you draw on in order to frame your work?
Well, first of all, I had to be really careful. The school's undergone a lot of change since our previous inspection in 2016. We introduced the Inspire Maths because maths was an area of concern and we highlighted we would focus on maths. We introduced Read Write Ink, which is a reading and spelling program throughout the school that has shown great success with our pupils. So I had to be very aware of staff morale, staff workload, and doing too many things not very well. So first of all, I looked at change models. So I looked at Cotter's change model, his 8-step process of looking, well, you focus on the urgency because what is the rationale? I looked at how you build the team. I looked at how his model talks about sustaining that change and making sure that change is continues. So I looked at Cotter's model. I looked at Fullan and Boyle's model. And I also looked at Nelson, Spencer and Thomas and Taylor. And they talk about the importance of research, CPD for staff, and then routing it back into the classroom, that if any new initiative, you need to make sure that the staff require the amount of research and expertise and you give them time to go and read something, do a gap task, come back, have that quality discussion. So I sat down with the staff, I shared the data. I shared the Ofsted report and the ISDR, and the staff were very aware that writing was the barrier. We then picked it apart. So we looked at the barriers, and the staff realised that they're very good at introducing, let's say, if it was phonological reports, so you'd look and take apart the text, what structures, what's the language features, but they weren't so good on the guiding part, getting the children to play around with the text. They would jump from the let's look at the text and then start writing. So we were looking for an approach that would help develop staff's expertise on the guided approach. And that's when I read up on Chalk for Writing by Pi Corbett. And that's a free week, it's called The Writing Journey, and is divided into three parts: imitate, innovate, and invent. So the first part of the journey is the reader as the reader. So you take the text apart, deconstruct it, you do drama, you do hot seating, you story map it, you story step it, so those children can internalise all those language features and they feel confident. And then it's the innovate. This was a weakness that the staff recognised. So it's playing around. Let's change the setting of this, or let's change the procedure or the instructions on a different instruction. But it's guided by the teacher, so you can demonstrate that vocabulary, and they've got to scaffold the children, and then you come to the invent part. So then I looked at schools in the area that had used the Talk for Writing, had great successes. I was very fortunate to then be able to work with the English Hub at White Knights, and so got to work with a head teacher, spoke to staff, looked at books, looked at planning, and then I felt that the successes they had and the high expectations and the progress and attainment they achieved, that we could actually bring that back to Great Holland's Primary School. And then I shared it with the staff.
My goodness, that sounds like an absolutely amazing set of research and foundation for the strategy. So when you boiled all that down, can you just summarise what did that strategy actually look like at Great Holland's?
So first of all, as I said, I had to be very careful. The staff's gone through a lot of change and rapid change as well, and initiatives. So they recognised that we had a weakness with the guided part of the writing. So first of all, we did some CPD. So we bought the books for the Talk for Writing books. So every staff member had the book so they could go away and read a chapter, then we could talk about it. We looked at videos of Pi Corbett, what the story mapping looked like, what the story stepping looks like. So we did some CPD to start with before we introduced it. Then I gave them a gap task. So in the staff meeting, me supporting them, they had to plan a 3-week writing journey on their next piece of writing. So we planned it all together, so we were there to support each other. Then they went away for 3 weeks. Then we had another staff meeting, and they spoke about what worked, what they enjoyed, and it was a really good quality discussion. And then it identified more CPD. A lot of the staff recognised it was the boxed up plans they weren't quite sure of, so we said okay, so we will focus on boxed up plans. During that time I also did a Survey Monkey, because it's very hard if you're feeling not very confident with something and someone asks your needs, you're very aware as, oh, everyone else finds this very confident. So I wanted people to be honest, so I created a Survey Monkey and sent it out. And I asked questions about each part of the phase. What did they feel confident? What would they like? So I could make it bespoke. So if it was one or two teachers, I could sit down with them and give them the CPD. If it was the majority of the staff, then we did it at staff meeting. If it was a particular phase, we put it on the phase, because of teachers' time, we still had to be very aware of. And in terms of keeping it to supporting staff, we made sure that writing was the priority on the phase meetings agenda. So we would have 5 minutes either CPD, what's been a success, what's worked. And that's worked really well. We still continue it today, because we recognise when we did our Read, Write, Ink, our reading and phonics programme, we still do continuous CPD, continuous professional discussions. Here's some more research, let's try that. It's that keeping, that sustaining that change. And also started during that time, recognizing people had lots of skills, so sharing their successes. And so you start developing your own working group that can lead it within the phase, and using their skills and strengths.
Perfect, thank you. So you've talked about the fact that it's a continuous process, but you must have seen some impact already. So tell me about the impacts that you've seen.
First of all, teachers' confidence. They were very wary. We were using before that, because we were focused on Read, Write, Ink, we had as short-term language and literacy. So it was all very structured, and it was doing the writing journey with the three eyes was different. But their confidence, they said, you know, it really makes sense because it's very structured in its approach. The consistency in the books, because the teaching of writing before this was not consistent. No. And you could see disparities between classes and year groups. So we have the consistency. You can see everyone, you're on the first week, this is the second week, and you can see the progress. After we introduced it, we did see that writing progress was in line, or if not higher, in reading and maths just before the first COVID hit. So we had the first COVID problem, so it hadn't fully embedded, so we recognised that. So what we did during the lockdown, they did some more reading. So we gave them I gave them chapters to read, because as staff, it's constantly you're busy doing something, but having that opportunity to have a period of time to read the research,
yes,
and take it in. So they read that, and we relaunched it in September again, because we'd only been operating for about a term and a half. Yeah. The children's responses, people's voice, they're very positive. They can articulate, oh, we're doing week one, that means we're story stepping and we're going to learn about the characters, and then we step it through. And then in week two, we kind of change parts of the story, or change parts of the instructions or the explanation, and then we're allowed to go off and write our own bits. Their positivity, I think, has been the greatest impact, and the progress. And if you look at the books as well, like The Disadvantage, there's no discrepancy. They've been given those vocabulary, those scaffold, which they might not have received at home. Yeah. Also, in terms of, you can see the progress. So it's not becoming, we still got a way to go to fully embed it, because COVID, we've had two COVID lockdowns. But also the teacher's voice, they feel valued, and they've ownership now. They feel they own the writing journey, and they go off and go, oh, I've tried this, and they share bits to me. It's not me telling them now. Mm-hmm. So it's very led by them.
That sounds amazing, and it sounds to be having a real impact despite the COVID. So, and I think that's due to all your preparation that you did. But what learning have you got from that in terms of your own leadership? You know, if you were to do it again or to do another project, is there anything that you would change slightly?
I would like to do, I think, gap tasks, because we did the gap tasks, we did the planning, and having that quality discussion. I think sometimes we don't always put the time in, and staff are very, what they say, it's great to listen to, and they've got really great ideas, and they go, oh, I've actually went away then and read this, and I found this out. So doing perhaps another gap task instead of just showing them and doing some training on the boxed up plans, like go away, try and experiment with different boxed up plans. Let's come back together. Let's share. Can we make a bank? What did you think? How can we improve these? Perhaps putting some more gap tasks, and also giving them the opportunity to have gone to the English Hub, because of COVID, we couldn't. Yeah. So they could have seen it in another school, spoken to other professionals. So I think that's really important, having that professional dialogue. Yes. And seeing other schools and looking at the books, who are seeing a school that's further on, so they could see what we were aiming for, so they could back up the rationale.
That's lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I think that is so interesting, and we've got a lot to learn from that. What I really liked is that, yes, you put the children at the heart of it and the pupils at the heart of it, and they're clearly benefiting from it and enjoying it. But it's so refreshing to hear how that you've taken the staff with you, you've supported them and celebrated their strengths and given them autonomy as well. And I think that means that it sounds like an extremely sustainable project and a high impact project. So thank you for all your work on that, and thank you for sharing your insights.
Thank you.